Good morning and welcome to Fulton Focus. Fulton County is your county at your service. And this program is your chance to hear from Fulton County leaders and professional experts and learn about the programs, services, and initiatives that all Fulton County residents can take advantage of to live healthy, prosperous lives in our diverse, growing area. So pour yourself a morning cup of coffee, sit back, and enjoy Fulton Focus.
Good morning. You are listening to Fulton Focus. Fulton County is your county at your service. And this morning, we have the pleasure of the company of Dr. Arthur Ferdinand. He is the Fulton County Tax Commissioner and has been for the past 16 years. Good morning, Dr. Ferdinand. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
There is a new law on ad valorem taxes for vehicles in the county. And we're going to talk a little bit about how that is going to affect you as a Fulton County citizen. Dr. Ferdinand, what does the new law say about my ad valorem taxes for my vehicle in Fulton County?
Well, this is a statewide law. It's usually known as the birthday tax. And you know, every year you have to renew your tags on your birthday. And you have to pay an ad valorem tax at that point. In the future, starting March 1st, that birthday tax disappears and you pay a one-time, what is called a title tax, and you no longer have to pay the yearly tax. What you pay thereafter would be your $20 registration. And so when you buy a new vehicle after March 1st, your sales tax would go towards your title tax. And thereafter, no more birthday tax, just $20.
And how many taxpayers are eligible to opt in to the new ad valorem, the title ad valorem tax, or TAVT?
Well, anyone who purchases a car after March 1st has to be in it automatically. But those who purchased cars from January 1st, 2012, to February 28, 2013, are all eligible to opt into the system. And that number that had title transactions in 2012 numbers around 156,000 people. So in addition to those who buy new cars going forward from March 1st, there are 156,000 plus people eligible to opt into the system.
And so what do I need to do if I'm eligible to pay the one-time TAVT?
What you have to do is to, there are two things you should consider. If you purchase a car from a dealership, then you would have paid the sales tax. That sales tax goes towards paying what is called a title tax. And if the sales tax is greater than the title tax, then you're fine. You have to pay nothing. If it's less, then you have to pay the difference. And thereafter, you're in without having that yearly cost. What you have to bring to the office would be your bill of sale, your renewal notice, if available, and the title of the motor vehicle to opt into the system. In fact, the state has produced now an affidavit to opt in. And so you have to sign that affidavit and you will be eligible to opt in. But you also have to bring in the normal things like your insurance and emission inspection things.
So in other words, again, just to reiterate, to opt into the TAVT, Georgia residents will need to bring their driver's license, bill of sale, proof of insurance, current mileage of your vehicle, and, if applicable, the emissions test.
That's correct.
What if I'm coming from out of state?
If you purchase a car out of state, then you will be required to pay 50% of that title tax the first year. And in the next 12 months, you'll have to pay the other 50%. However, if you purchase a car out of state in 2012, you're not eligible to opt into the system. Only those who purchase a car from March 1st, 2013, whether it's out of state or not.
You're listening to Fulton Focus this morning, and we're joined by Fulton County Tax Commissioner Arthur Ferdinand, and we're talking about the new title ad valorem tax, or TAVT. Question for you, Dr. Ferdinand. Will the appraised value of my vehicle be the same as what I paid for it when calculating the amount I must pay in ad valorem taxes?
It may or may not be. Even though you will bring in your bill of sale, the title tax is based on what the state says your vehicle is worth. And that's a combination of the black book and the blue book prices. And so it may be different from what you may have paid for it. So for example, if you got a great deal on a vehicle and you paid $5,000 for it, but on the state system, it says that vehicle is worth $10,000, then the title tax would be based on that $10,000. And in the first year, you'll pay 6.5% of that $10,000 as your title tax.
So with over 12,000 taxpayers eligible to opt into this new TAVT each month, what does that mean that I should expect when I come into the tax commissioner's office?
Well, you know, very often the offices are very busy, especially on Fridays and the day before special holidays. But this is an additional 12,000 that are eligible to opt in every month. And the transaction times for each of these title transactions is going to be expanded, greater. And so you should expect longer lines because of, number one, the volume of people, and number two, the transaction time has increased. So you'll have to be patient. You'll have to be patient. Don't be too argumentative. The value that our clerk is going to see on the system may not be the one you paid to purchase a car, but our clerks have no choice. That's the only number they have to use. So be patient. Don't argue with them too much.
What if I'm not eligible for the one-time TAVT?
Well, any old vehicle, well, not necessarily old vehicle, but any vehicle purchased before January 1st, 2012 will remain on the old system, and they will continue to pay the ad valorem or burden tax every single year for the next 10 years.
Where can I go to complete the TAVT process?
You have to go to a tax office to complete the TATV process. However, this morning I was told, and this is this morning and today is the 12th, I was told that the state has developed a new form called the title opt-in form, and you could mail that in along with your sales slip and a check if you know how much the state values the system for. And that's new. And so we'll now have to go back and adjust our processes to accommodate mailing of these. But if you, for example, purchase in a casual sale, then you would not have paid sales tax, and those definitely have to come into the office to complete a transaction.
And again, Fulton County has 5 full-service tax offices throughout the county. You can go to the Fulton County website, fultoncountytaxes.org, or you can call the County Tax Commissioner's office at 404-730-6100 or Fulton County Customer Service at 404-612-4000 if you'd like more information on locations and office hours. Dr. Ferdinand, I certainly appreciate you coming in this morning to kind of explain this to folks and let them know that there's kind of a new wrinkle in the way they pay taxes on their cars. Dr. Ferdinand, thanks so much for taking the time for us today.
You are very, very welcome. Thank you very much for having me.
Fulton County is a very diverse place. Nearly 1 million people, all ages, ethnicities, and types of folks. And one of the main categories of people in our county are young people. People under adult age have a lot going on in the county, have a lot of challenges. And we're joined today by Tara Rama, Youth Coordinator for the Housing and Human Services Department, Office of Workforce Development Youth Enrichment Services. Tara, thanks so much for joining us today on Fulton Focus.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Rob.
How serious is the issue of unemployment among young people between ages 16 and 21?
It's a serious issue. The issue is more serious among 20 to 21-year-olds. For the 16 to 18, 19-year-olds, because they're in school, they're only looking for seasonal employment. However, when the summer comes, they're looking for employment along with all the other adults who are unemployed and other dislocated workers. So once school lets out for the in-school youth, it becomes a high issue. It becomes the rates are a lot higher. But for those who are between the ages of 18 to 21, it's very high. It's higher than the average unemployment rate in the state of Georgia, because once again, they are competing at the same jobs as an adult and a dislocated worker who's lost their job.
Yeah, and probably you have a lot of people now, jobs that 18-year-olds got in an earlier generation. Since this economy crashed, you've got adults with long work histories fighting for those jobs.
Absolutely.
What are some of the greatest needs when it comes to securing and maintaining employment for young people?
Giving them the skills, not just the hard skills, but life skills that they need to help them stay employed. Getting the job, securing an interview, how to make the telephone call, how to do the job search. And once we get them past that point, we offer a series of job readiness courses to help them do that. Then we teach them on-the-job training, and we have work experience programs that we actually give them in-house, hands-on training for them to do. So it could be computer entry-level IT. It could be answering the telephones, customer service, how to address someone, filling out forms, things that we think will help them to get their foot in the door, and even just an entry-level position.
Something maybe as simple as you might never wear a coat and tie when you're in your neighborhood, but if you're going to go to a job interview, you better be wearing one.
Absolutely. How to dress appropriate for the workplace. We know young folks love their cell phones. That's not the place you want to have your cell phone out, because a cell phone could be something that would cause you to lose your job. So just teaching them, once again, the soft skills, the social skills, and then the skills to have once they are actually in a position or on a work site.
We're talking this morning with Tara Rama. She is Youth Coordinator for the Housing and Human Services Department, Office of Workforce Development Youth Enrichment Services. Just tell us a little bit about Youth Employment Services. I love the acronym, YES.
Yes, the answer is yes. Thank you so much, Rob. So what we do at the YES Center, the Youth Enrichment Services Center, we prepare youth from A through Z to help them not only to become employed, but to stay employed, and eventually in life, not at some point to be underemployed. So we're teaching them the skills that they need, along with their input, to help enrich them in the path that they need to go, helping them to explore different career programs. What path would you like to go in? So you don't just come out of school with a degree or with a certificate, and it's not viable. It's not sustainable. So we really are about enriching the lives of the youth that walk through our door holistically.
And there's a cultural stereotype out there, and there's probably something to it, that if you drop out of high school, your potential is kind of limited. There's some truth to that. If you're a kid, you need to stay in school and get that degree to start with. But what about the kids who do drop out, who aren't dropping back in? How does your office help people who have dropped out to help add to a brighter outlook for their futures?
Just what you said, Rob. Helping them to understand that they have to come back. They have to receive some type of education to get them to the next level. We know, you're right, a lot of youth do drop out of school. So there's the option of either returning to school, alternative high schools, or for some who feel I'm just too old, it didn't work for me, there's GED programs. So we meet them where they are. We work with them to help them get back on an educational track, because the bare basic entry job, everyone wants either a high school diploma or a GED equivalent. And we stress to them and help them realize it's really important that they obtain either a high school diploma or a GED. Some youth, they're all for it. They realize the importance of it, and it'll take them to the next level. And unfortunately, there are just some who, I need a job, and that's it. And they're not interested in going back.
for those that have experienced difficulty in obtaining employment without work experience, what sort of things do you do as well?
Well, we have business consultants who will go out and talk with area employers and secure positions that we can put our youth in. And it's pretty much based on either what the company has a need for and what we train our youth to be able to provide, fulfill the need that the company's looking for. So we give them the hands-on experience, whether it's in one of our centers or it's at an employer who's worked with our business consultant and said, yes, we're willing to give this young person an opportunity to gain some viable skills so they can continue to go forward in the workplace.
You offer certification training. Could you talk a little bit about that? And how does that help young people?
Well, we work with area schools, colleges and universities. When I say schools, I'm referring to colleges and universities. And we look at what jobs are in demand, the high demand jobs now, healthcare, IT, HVAC, things that will help our youth to not only be prepared now, but also to be prepared in the future and have a better future and return back to society. So what we do is we offer programs where we'll assist, financially assist students to obtain a certification in a high demand field, once again, that would help them to become employable. So we don't actually have certifications that we give out, but we work with partner schools, colleges and universities, and technical programs where they can obtain a certification.
You mentioned some fields there that are high demand fields. The days that a liberal arts degree would put you on easy street have sailed, and people need HVAC technicians.
Absolutely. People need plumbers. People need electricians. Those occupations, if you will, Rob, you know, you're right. They were kind of looked down upon. Go to school and get an education. And I don't knock that, but you're right. We need individuals with those type of certifications, and we have high demands, and we don't have people to fill them. So we like to have our youth provide them the opportunity by going through the process of going to one of the colleges or universities or certification programs and obtaining such a certification so that they can be employable.
If we have somebody listening this morning saying, you know, my nephew, my grandson, they're at odds end, they're dropped out of school, I'm really concerned, how can they find out more about your program and get the young person in their life involved with YES?
Well, I would first ask them to call the YES Center. We are located on 2805 Metropolitan Parkway, brand new, beautiful facility. We just had our open house last Thursday. They can reach my office directly at 404-612-9084. Once again, that's 404-612-9084. We also have an orientation coming this February, the 20th at 5:30 p.m. at the 2805 Metropolitan Parkway. And all they have to do is give us a call, tell us they want a slot in that orientation, and we would love to work with them, meet them, and provide them with some assistance.
Tara Rama is Youth Coordinator for the Housing and Human Services Department, Office of Workforce Development Youth Enrichment Services for Fulton County, your Fulton County. Tara, thanks so much for coming by today to talk to us about this great program.
Thank you, Rob, for having me. I appreciate it.
Hello, I'm Fulton County Commission Chairman John Eaves. February is Black History Month, and we recognize the contributions of African Americans who have helped to make our country great. My life was forever changed by Dr. Benjamin Mays, president of Morehouse College, who I met during my junior year. He was a role model not only for me, but for countless leaders in the civil rights movement that transformed a nation. Dr. Mays' influence was critical to the effort to give you and me the right to vote. Because of him, Fulton County and the world is a better place. The best way to honor those who sacrifice for the greater good is by exercising your right to vote. Your vote is your choice. Just choose to vote. For more information on how to register to vote, you can go to FultonElections.com.
This has been a public service announcement from Fulton County in partnership with Jazz 91.9 WCLK.
February is American Heart Health Month in America. Heart disease is a leading cause of death in Georgia. In 2011, the Fulton County Department of Health and Wellness Division of Health Promotion launched the Healthy Heart Coalition, to examine the most challenging issues surrounding heart health and to encourage the adoption of heart health policies with a unified, cooperative, and collaborative voice. We're so glad to be joined this morning on Fulton Focus with Devin Rucker and Cornelia King. They are co-chairpersons of the Fulton County Heart Coalition. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for letting us come on to the show today.
Tell us a little bit about the Fulton County Healthy Heart Coalition.
And it was very important to us to involve our stakeholders in terms of the public and private sector, as well as nonprofit national organizations and associations such as the American Heart Association and volunteer organizations, so that we could get committed and create a movement in the reduction of heart disease.
And I'm guessing that is the main reason that the coalition was formed, is that so many Georgians, so many Fulton County citizens suffer from heart disease in its many incarnations.
Yes, cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death in both Georgia and Fulton County. So we definitely want to get involved and implement system, policy, and environmental changes that improve our outcomes.
How do you encourage the adoption of heart health policies?
Well, we're looking at the systems, policies, and environmental changes that are needed to improve heart health in Fulton County. And some of the key areas that we're looking at in terms of policy involve breastfeeding. A lot of folks don't really know that breastfeeding is very instrumental in ensuring that newborns are healthy, as well as improving health outcomes for new mothers. Research has shown that breastfeeding helps to reduce the risk of youth obesity, and it also helps the mothers rebound from having a new child. So looking at things in terms of our government centers and places of work and whether they're breastfeeding friendly for new mothers, that's one policy area that we're looking at. Another area is the concept of joint use agreements. And this is probably a term that the average person doesn't know much about, but it in basic terms just basically means looking at places like schools and community centers and how can you work collaboratively with those areas to be able to offer programming, you know, once the school day is over, for example. What's happening within the schools? Is it a place where people can come to exercise or to learn? So those are some of the areas that we're looking at in terms of policies.
Certainly, if I live in a neighborhood where there's a Fulton County public school, they shouldn't lock up the playground at 4 o'clock if I can go down there and walk 2 miles and make my heart healthier.
Exactly. And we look forward to helping to improve some of those policies.
What are your future plans for the Fulton County Healthy Heart Coalition?
We'll be working on campaigns to help make healthier vending machines for children in schools and in after-school programs and activities.
We also looking at just increasing physical fitness activities throughout the city and our county. On Thursdays, we offer free fitness activities at the Fulton County Health Department, which is located on Boulevard. And those are held Thursday evenings, and they're open to any resident that wants to come out and get fit.
We want to develop school wellness committees within our school environments so that the playgrounds will be open and we can maximize the use and also improve policies at the schools for vending machines for children to make better selections for their lunch period as well as after school time as well.
Can you tell us about any other healthy heart events on the horizon here in Fulton County?
Each month, we bring our stakeholders together, the members of the Healthy Heart Coalition, for a standing coalition meeting. And at those meetings, we map out future activities and we look for suggestions and ideas in terms of what the coalition partners are doing out in the community. So that would be the next opportunity for folks to come out and to learn more about the coalition. Our next meeting is actually being held on March the 12th. And it is also being held at the Health Department on Boulevard.
We're talking this morning with Devin Rucker, who you just heard from, and Cornelia King. They are co-chairpersons of the Fulton County Healthy Heart Coalition. If someone wants to follow up on our conversation today and find out more about the Fulton County Healthy Heart Coalition, either as a participant in the coalition or to attend one of these Healthy Heart events, what's the best way for them to follow up?
We have a Facebook page, and they can find us on Facebook by searching for Fulton County Healthy Heart Coalition. You can also call 404-613-1243 to get more information or to get involved with the coalition.
It's important for all of us to commit to a heart-healthy lifestyle. What are the best ways to develop and maintain that kind of lifestyle?
We are adopting the strategies that are outlined in the Centers for Disease Control's Million Hearts Initiative, and they sort of lay this out in a basic ABCD format. And that acronym stands, the A stands for aspirin, using that as a therapy when appropriate to help prevent heart disease and stroke. B is for blood pressure control. And obviously, those types of things are managed by regular monitoring, and as well as, you know, the things that you eat and also exercise.
Our smoking cessation is also one of our important campaigns, and we have opportunity for the community and those that live in Fulton County to also be able to get the gum and as well as the patch free of charge during this month. So they contact the number that Devin provided for them earlier. Then we will be able to also make sure that they can have those resources. And that number is 404-613-1243.
It turns out it's everything that your mother used to tell you. Don't eat too much. Get some exercise. Get out of the house. Don't smoke. All those things that she said back when you were a kid, that all turned out to be true, didn't it?
It sure did.
Yes, yes. And one of the areas that we're particularly interested in, both Cornelia and I come from youth organizations in our full-time work outside of the coalition, and we always are looking at our young people and what are young people eating and what types of physical activity do they participate in. And as members of the coalition, we conducted a study at one of the local high schools, and among 200 young people, we found that many of them, approximately a quarter of those young people, were obese or overweight. And we also found that they drank a lot of sugary sodas. And nationally, the statistics say that young people definitely do not get the recommended levels of physical activity each day. So we encourage our parents to really look at this issue and to motivate the young people to get out from in front of the TV and video games and get active.
Yeah, you can't confront heart health as an individual. You need to confront it as a family. Again, February is American Heart Health Month in America, in Georgia, and particularly in Fulton County. If you want more information about the Fulton County Healthy Heart Coalition, you can find them on Facebook under that name. We've been talking today with Devin Rucker and Cornelia King, co-chairpersons of the Fulton County Healthy Heart Coalition. Thanks to both of you today for dropping by Fulton Focus.
Thank you for having us.
We'd like to thank our Healthy Heart Coalition members, HPAC, and that will be Mr. Rodney Mullins, Fulton County Health and Wellness Promotion Program Manager, Nazira Dawood, and our coordinator, Lynette Allen. Thank you.
You've been listening to Fulton Focus, a joint production of Fulton County Communications and WCLK Public Affairs. Fulton County is your county at your service. If you would like more information about county policies, initiatives, or events, please call the Office of Communications at 404-612-8300. We're also online at www.fultoncountyga.gov, where you can subscribe to our Fulton Focus e-newsletter. You can become a fan of Fulton County government on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by typing in at Fulton Info. Fulton Focus is produced by Erica Davis, Rob Maynard, and Marquis Lofton.